oftentimes I will ask my clients, is he a behavior problem for you? To which some of them will say, no, not at all, not at all, not a behavior problem. No, no. As we talk, as the hour unfolds, it becomes clear that he is a behavior problem. There are episodes of resistance. Frequently. I mean, episodes of resistance occur among kids, of course, but you get beyond a certain frequency, or you get beyond a certain parent's acceptability level, you got troubles, you got conflict, you got struggle. Why do folks initially answer, no, he's not? And then as we talk and talk and talk and talk, by the end of the hour, they say, yes, he is. Am I influencing them? Am I seeing behavior problem under every rock? I hope not. Do they change their minds because I try to show them a higher standard of expectations for their parenting? Well, in some cases, I think that's true. There's a common reason that keeps surfacing as to why, when you initially ask somebody, is he a behavior problem, they say no. But then you talk for a while and they say, now that you are asking these kinds of questions, yes, he is. What is it? It's what I call passive, and it's not what I call it, it's been called that by a lot of folks, passive defiance. In most parents' mind, for a kid to be a behavior problem, he's got to be defiant in a nasty sort of way, a resistant, in-your-face, maybe disrespectful, temper-throwing, argumentative, I'm not going to do it, or if I am going to do it, you're going to have to get real mad before I even take you serious kind of do it. An overt resistance that all could see. Anybody watching this scenario unfold will say, that kid's giving that parent a rough time. Now that, in many people's minds, is what a behavior problem is. I got a question for you. Some of you right now may be at work, cheating your employers because you're listening to the radio while you're working. That's right, even you, Matthew, thought of it that way. Now, tomorrow, I want you to show up 35 minutes late for work. I don't really want you to, but let's just use this as an example, okay? Don't tell your boss that I said you should do this. After you're questioned, I want you to say, I'm so sorry. I am just so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Oh, that was very inconsiderate of me. And rest assured, that will not happen again. The next day, show up late for work again. If confronted, you are to say, oh, please forgive me. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. I was so wrong, especially given that I have such a good job here. Well, let's just understand, I'm going to do my best in the future so this doesn't happen again. And I want you to show up late for work pretty much every day you want to. And I want you to be ever so sweet and kind and polite and gentle in your apology and your explanation. And I want you to be so humble about the whole thing. See if 1 month from now you're not fired. Why? Because you're being defiant. You are flat out being defiant. You're supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock. You're nice about it. You're not arguing. You're not fighting. You're not being disrespectful. As a matter of fact, you're showing all kinds of verbal virtue. But you're being flamingly defiant. You ask a child to do something. Most kids don't argue and defy you right off the bat. You know what they do? They blow you off. They ignore you. They act as though you didn't say a word. You ask them to do something, you check 45 minutes later, it's not done. It's not even close. They didn't even start. They just ignored you. Is that a behavior problem? Well, it depends. How often does it happen? But it is still defiance. However peaceful it might be, until you catch on, however non-argumentative it might be, the child is still ignoring a very legitimate request on your part. Many parents I talk to will tell me, now that you put it that way, he does an awful lot of that. He flies under the radar. His sister's more overt about it. She's more in your face. So we spend more time trying to deal with her. But now that you bring it up, he may be as resistant, if not more so, than she is. He just does it in a nicer way.